Produced by PI Media.
Hi, I'm Ran Levy. Welcome back to the Checkpoint Research Podcast.
All right, so in August 13, 2016, there was a strange tweet tweeted on Twitter by an account called the Shadow Brokers.
The tweet announced a paste bin dump. Quote,
"Attention government sponsors of cyber warfare and those who profit from it. How much you pay for enemies' cyber weapons? We find cyber weapons made by creators of Stuxnet, Duco, Flame. Kaspersky calls Equation Group."
Equation Group is the name that the security industry are using to describe a unit inside the NSA. I would describe as the elite hackers of the NSA. They have a very huge budget and amazing abilities, and they have the time to research and develop tools that are being used in NSA operations.
As the most powerful APT from the world's number one technology superpower, Equation Group could be considered the most powerful hacker group in the world.
And the Shadow Brokers claimed to gain access to Equation Group tools, and they said with a very broken English that they are giving some files for free and uploaded to a server where everyone can access.
"We find many, many Equation Group cyber weapons. You see pictures. We give you some Equation Group files free. You see? This is good proof, no? You enjoy. You break many things."
Now, the first reaction that this tweet got was suspicious because there are many people who claim to have files, but they don't really have it. But when security researchers started to download the files that the Shadow Brokers released for free, they saw that these files are legit. They are for real. So this strange, weird Shadow Broker group in the following months started to release more and more tweets and more files. And the leak got so big that tens of thousands, maybe more, of NSA tools were leaked for everyone to look at.
The biggest ever breach of zero-day vulnerabilities, exploits, and hacking tools was unfolding. One former Equation Group hacker described it best, saying, quote, "I felt like I'd been kicked in the gut," end quote. The consequences of the Equation Group hack would be felt for years by millions of people around the world who have never even heard of Equation Group or the Shadow Brokers. But even after, it spurred some of the biggest hacks ever seen. WannaCry, NotPetya, and more, tens of billions of dollars in damage to the global economy and global shifts in international power politics, there were still a few loose ends to clean up. That's where our story begins.
So Lockheed Martin is a defense contractor working specifically with the US government, but with other governments as well.
Itai Cohen and Eyal Itkin are researchers at Checkpoint. Lockheed Martin, based in Bethesda, Maryland, is in the business of fighter jets, missiles, and the like. But they aren't just a defense contractor. They are the defense contractor, the biggest military-industrial corporation in the world by some measure. In 2017, the year this story begins, they sold $45 billion worth of arms two armies. That's more than 33% more than their next closest competitor, Boeing.
And by being a defense contractor, they have access to a very interesting intelligence information or intelligence watch information. They work inside intelligence agencies like the NSA, like the CIA, and everywhere. They develop weapons for the Air Force, etc. So for a nation state, for someone who is a rival of the U.S. or maybe an enemy of the U.S., Lockheed Martin is a very interesting target to attack, because either you can get interesting information from the company itself, because they develop valuable weapons or technologies, or you can use them or one of their employees to access the agency's networks.
In May 2017, Lockheed's Cyber Incident Response Team, the team responsible for protecting one of the world's most sensitive, valuable military targets, discovered a malicious exploit of a Windows vulnerability.
It was probably in one of their clients' network, probably or possibly even in their own network, but we can't really be sure about that.
Lockheed passed the exploit on to Microsoft, which later disclosed it in a blog. They tied the attack to a Chinese group, APT-31.
APT-31 is an actor that specializes in what we call intellectual property theft. They are focusing on gathering intelligence, on stealing valuable information from academic institutes, from security companies, defense companies, and this is one of the most advanced units inside China.
This would seem like a big deal. A Chinese state actor hacking into the US's biggest defense contractor to presumably steal military secrets. But perhaps owing to the fact that China almost always is trying to steal Western trade secrets, or perhaps because the blog was published just 12 days after WannaCry, one of the biggest hacks ever, this story wasn't exactly front page news. Then, over time, it collected dust. Until 2 years later, Eyal Itkin and Itai Cohen began a research project.
Last year, maybe at the end of 2019 or beginning of 2020, we had this theory, Eyal and I, that it is possible to fingerprint unique characteristics of exploit developers by looking and analyzing their exploits.
Identifying threat actors by unique characteristics of their malware, fingerprinting.
And the idea was that if we will be able to fingerprint the exploit developers, we will be able to detect future exploits written by the same developers or organizations. This was the beginning of our journey of attributing exploits, analyzing exploits, specifically local privilege escalation 0 days on Windows. And we looked at the 0 days that the local privilege escalation 0 days for Windows that were caught in the wild during the recent years. And one by one, we analyzed them and try to extract unique fingerprints from these exploits.
After weeks and months spent analyzing Windows exploits, Eyal and Itai came across a neglected little blog post from May 2017 on the Microsoft website about a case that hit Lockheed Martin. And it was because of all the work they'd done to that point that they were able to see something that apparently nobody else had before them. They recognized this exploit.
when we went over the blog, we saw that this sample behaved pretty much the same as a different sample that we have of a different vulnerability, a different exploit, which was once again reported to be attributed to a Chinese actor.
The Lockheed exploit demonstrated the same characteristics as an Alibaba exploit from 2019 they'd already come across.
So now we have two different samples, one reported by Microsoft on 2017 and one reported by Alibaba on 2019.
The researchers began to compare their malware samples, isolating components that revealed more about the Chinese APT-31.
Essentially, when we have more than a single sample, we can try to compare both of the samples that we have and extract common fingerprints from them so we could look for more artifacts, hopefully from the same actor. So this is how we began our hunt after this actor. When going over the allegedly Chinese sample reported by Microsoft, we found a few configuration sections that we could extract and use them and hunt for them in additional samples.
If this is getting at all confusing, just imagine Eyal and Itai are detectives investigating two connected murders. They're now identifying the commonalities, like a special type of bullet used to kill both victims, which they can now use to check whether other murders in the city involved the same special bullet.
The configuration sections were big enough and they included enough information that we hope that the same actor will use the same configurations in additional exploits as well.
In searching other APT-31-related malware samples, they came across something unexpected.
So we extracted the configuration section. We searched for that on our telemetry in our database. And surprisingly, we found additional exploits, but they weren't Chinese.
An APT-31 exploit that wasn't Chinese. A special bullet, just like from the other crime scenes, except this one from a different manufacturer, halfway across the world.
We actually found tools that are related to Equation Group.
A perfect recreation of an NSA hacking tool.
We have enough proof to assume that the Chinese developers had access to the files themselves, the actual Equation Group tools, in both their 32-bits and 64-bits versions, meaning that they had more information. They actually had the Equation Group tools themselves.
How did APT-31 get their hands on an NSA hacking tool? Well, there's one obvious answer.
And now, the Shadow Brokers leak contained these exploits and more, I think dozens of exploits overall. And inside this leak, there were four tools, four exploits, local privilege escalation exploits, that probably until our research, nobody noticed. And when we looked for these Chinese, for the artifact from the Chinese exploit that we analyzed, We found two of these four local privilege escalation exploits that were inside the leak.
APT-31 took a leaked US hacking tool and turned it around to breach the US's biggest defense contractor. But one piece of the puzzle still didn't quite fit into place.
We have some evidence that describes the timeline of when the Chinese attackers got access to these tools. And the timeline is based on time artifacts inside the exploit binaries. So when we analyzed these exploits, we extracted several binaries from inside them. And in the portable executable file format of Windows, the .exe files, there is a timestamp that suggests when was the file compiled. And we saw two timestamps. in different stages of the attack. One of them pointed in the exploit itself pointed to 2014, and the other was pointed to 2015. So we believe that they got access to these exploits somewhere in 2014 and 2015.
APT-31 possessed their NSA exploit as early as 2014. Why is that important?
The timeline was very crucial here because in the timestamp that we saw, we understood that China had access to the exploits on 2014 and 2015 and not 2017.
The Shadow Brokers NSA leak occurred in 2017. APT-31 had their leaked NSA tool over 2 years earlier.
So this means that they had access to the exploits before the leak and before the entire world could get access to it.
As best as we can you map out how they obtained the tool?
So this is the missing piece that we don't know. We don't know it because we don't have access to information that suggests how the Chinese accessed such tools, which are obviously very protected tools and very unique operational tools of the NSA. We have some theories. So the theories are that maybe China was analyzing or investigating an attack that was conducted by the NSA against Chinese targets. And if this was the case, maybe while analyzing these, this attack by the NSA, they found these exploits and repurposed them and reconstructed them to their own use. Another theory is that maybe Chinese attackers or Chinese APT attacked the networks of the NSA and got access to these exploits from the NSA's internal networks. And the last theory that we have is that both the NSA and China were attacking the same target, a third-party target. And while being on the same network, China was able to see NSA operations live, Equation Group's operation, and to catch these exploits.
Equation Group is among the most powerful APTs worldwide, if not the very top of that pyramid. But they're subject to the same laws of physics as everyone else in cyberspace, namely that anyone can be hacked, sometimes using the very same tools you use to attack them.
There is not a doubt that the Equation Group is one of the most advanced hacker organizations, nation-sponsored APTs out there. So they are as good as they as we think, but they do make mistakes. It doesn't matter how good you are, probably you will be attacked by some other country.
It's a world most of us will never witness but from a distance. The world's foremost powers battling it out on invisible networks, a cyber spy versus spy replete with deception, stealing, and stealing of what's been stolen.
So there is a very complex relationship between these attacks. So sometimes they attack the attackers in order to collect the information that these attackers collected from their targets. And this is what APT groups does these days, or maybe for a couple of, almost a decade. They attack each other, they steal each other's stolen information. So first of all, you need, if you are an offensive organization, an intelligence agency, you need to keep those tools very very protected. And second, this means that everyone attacks everyone and everyone uses each other's tools, and the war between the cyber war between these APT groups is getting more and more complicated.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. For past episodes, visit Checkpoint's research blog at research.checkpoint.com, and you can follow Checkpoint Research on Twitter or follow me at @ranlevy. That's R-A-N-L-E-V-I. CP Radio is produced by PI Media, written by Nate Nelson, produced by Guy B. Noon, and edited and narrated by me, Ran Levy. See you next episode. Bye-bye.